You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is Black Hollywood Live, Just Saying, featuring conversations on love, sex, and relationships from three sassy ladies. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host of Black Hollywood Live, Just Saying.
Good evening. Happy Halloween Eve. Welcome to Just Saying. I'm Diane Valentine. I'm your host tonight. I know it's the night before Halloween, but you better be tuning in to your three favorite girlfriends. So I'm glad you joined us for our Halloween show. I am what you call a slutty sailor. So my girl April hooked me up. So let me introduce you to the other three girl, the other two ladies with me tonight. Next to me is the beautiful. She's a good girl gone bad, at least tonight. Ooh. She's a member of LAPD, and we don't know whether to trust her or knock her upside her head. This is April Daniels.
Hey!
And next to April, you know our fly girl. You know the one with the leanest legs of everybody in the group. She is our Playboy bunny tonight. Y'all welcome Miss Jennifer Williams.
Hi, lady.
Hello. Well, since it's Friday night, before we kick off our show, because we're going to be talking about freak or treat, you know, which one are you? Which one do you like? Which one do you prefer? But I think before we get into that conversation, we got to have us a cocktail.
Yeah. Absolutely. So tonight, our cocktail is, of course, sponsored by Tiny's Tequila. We love you. Thank you. And it's called Mr. Hyde's Potion.
Ooh.
So
I love the color.
Cheers, ladies.
Cheers.
It's
cheers.
A little full, so be careful.
I'm just going to lick the edge of the glass.
So you are listening to Sunny Day by Malia. What do you guys think?
I love her.
Yeah, we had her last week, right? Yeah, she's good. So all you aspiring artists, rappers, producers, singers, definitely send us an email at justsayinglive@gmail.com and submit your music, and maybe we might showcase you on Just Saying.
Yes. And moving right along into Just Her. Why I gotta be the gossip bunny on the show?
You do it well,
yes.
Honey.
You like it.
So this week we are talking about Heidi Klum. So, you know, she is considered the queen of Halloween because every year she has these fabulous parties and she goes, like, above and beyond for her costumes.
Yeah. Her parties are dope.
Yeah, like, not at the Halloween store picking up costumes.
Right.
She's, like, in prosthetics, you know, all types of stuff. And I think, like, last year she was, like, or the years prior, a psychedelic butterfly, a gorilla, an old woman.
Wow.
But, like, the wrinkles.
She goes all out.
Yeah.
Right,
absolutely.
Right.
So, the top of the mom, she slipped a little teaser out there and saw her getting fitted with the prosthetics. So everybody's kind of like, what
is she
going to
be?
Yeah. And then she just recently released another picture. And I'm going to just say baby got back. I don't know who she's supposed to be.
Okay, Heidi.
All right, Heidi.
Let me find out.
Yeah. Look at that. Everybody going to see her this Halloween.
Right.
Okay. So inquiring minds would really like to know, who is she fixing to be?
My friend is DJing her party. My friend kissed the DJ.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, she's on her
maybe,
way to
I say she's going to be Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj?
Mm-hmm.
Or she could be the White Chyna.
Or White Chyna. She could be her too.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, so many
she could be quite a few people. Huh?
Yes, yes. So it's going to be exciting to see her unfold. You know, she definitely is wearing her crown well. So
right,
every year, I don't think anybody, listen, don't even
nobody
try
gonna top
it.
Her.
If you're going to her party, just go on to party, whatever. Get that little costume for 50 bucks and keep
party
pushing.
City.
Exactly. So, moving along though, Ciara had her 30th birthday. And
yes.
I just love her in Russell
me too.
Yeah,
oh my
too.
God. He
too.
Just adores her.
Oh
right?
My goodness. Yeah. So apparently, you know, he had this whole surprise party going on and he told her they were going to a premiere. So she's dressed in her gown, you know, looking fabulous as always. And they go to the lot and he meets her there in the Batmobile, the Warner Brothers lot. So he's dressed like Batman in the Batmobile, and she's like, what in the world? And it's just such a beautiful moment.
I know.
She put a picture up where he was standing there like, can you imagine if your man standing there with the Batmobile? Listen.
Look.
He could have got the drawers that night pulling up with the Batmobile.
Right.
I wonder if
they had sex yet.
Like, go to the party.
So, do you guys think they had sex yet?
No. They didn't have sex yet. But he might have last night after that. But it turned out to be a really nice party from the looks of it.
Yeah.
They ended up, he had her Catwoman costume there. She changed into it. She was surprised by about 100 guests, close family and friends. And, you know, it was really nice. Kudos for you, Russell.
Yeah.
America's watching, and we like your style, buddy.
I know. I adore them together.
Yes.
And I love that all her friends came out to support her, too. And Lala and Beyonce.
Yeah, Beyonce, that was big. Yes,
right?
Yes.
So cute. She goes all out for Halloween, too.
Yeah, she does. She does.
She's really
low-key,
vested in that.
Like, yeah. So listen, everybody who's watching, if you're still trying to figure out what to wear for Halloween, well, Vogue.com has put up a list, and it's given a number of suggestions. I don't know if any of them will tickle your fancy or not, but, you know, stop through, see, get inspired, and, you know, show up to the party and enjoy yourself. Yes. Everybody be safe out there. Make sure your mom check your candy. Look, that's the mother talking to me. Check the candy before you eat it. And don't be giving away all the treats, ladies.
Listen, I hope to give away a couple treats.
Oh, no. I'm just saying, I don't want to come Monday morning. I don't want to see a bunch of Caitlyn Jenners everywhere.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, God, please.
You know, I'm so over it. People will refrain.
Yeah.
You know?
No, they're not.
Yeah.
So get ready, basically.
Oh, my God.
I think that might be one of the
times. I know, right? I just got a feeling.
Rest in peace
Lord
with that.
Lord have mercy. All right. Well, let's jump into our show. Ladies, talking about freak or treat, let's talk about that promiscuous girl. We all know her. She was the hoe on the schoolyard.
Under the bleachers.
Her milkshake brought all the boys to the yard. Everybody loved her, right? But we are celebrating. There's another young lady out there who is celebrating, and she is recently got married. She's a daughter of a pastor. And when she got married, you can see this picture here of her having her first dance with her father. They look so happy, right? He looks so proud. Now, look, on the morning of her wedding, because she was a virgin and she said that she had made a covenant with God and with her father that she would not have sex until she got married. So the morning of her wedding, she gave her father a certificate because she went to the doctor and had an exam. Mm-hmm. And the doctor certified that her hymen was still intact. And she had never had sex.
I'm just like, so how does, is there some type of apparatus? How do you know that?
They can feel it. It
really?
Feels some kind of way. That's what I was told.
It's like a mucus,
yeah.
Right? Oh. And so if it's like a film or something, you know, then you know.
Yeah.
I don't know what you know, but you know.
You know what you know.
You know it ain't never been poked.
I've seen it on How to Get Away with Murder. The other little girl had the same test done.
All right.
You know, I mean, in this day and age, I certainly applaud her commitment, and it's definitely inspiring. Ryan had the same commitment. She wore a promise ring from the time she was 12 until she got married.
Okay.
However, the certificate for daddy.
Why is it for your father? Shouldn't it be for your husband?
That just felt a little borderline
weird. Let's just say weird.
Weird. Yes. Right? What do you ladies think?
No, ma'am. Why are you giving it to your father? Like, does your father give two shits? Like,
but
it should be.
No, the covenant was with God and her father.
Oh.
Yeah, I get that, but still, I would have gave it to my husband.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I just think
TMI.
It was ass backwards. Like, give it to your husband. Like, I get you made, like, whatever, this pact with your father, but, like, ultimately, it's for your husband. You're not fucking your father, right?
No. Let's hope not.
Or give it to your mother.
I don't know.
If you feel like you want to share a parent, I just don't feel like me and my vagina and my dad is a conversation that I'm going to.
I cannot.
Yeah.
Like, even when me and Damon go and visit my father, I still cannot have sex in my father's house. They would be like, come on over here. I'd be like, no. My daddy is in the other room. He'd be like, I got papers to
telling you, no.
But here,
I just can't. I can't do it.
No, that's weird.
That's good sex when you haven't had it.
Exactly. It's always exciting when you're doing it someplace you're not supposed to.
Oh, I just feel so guilty. So I couldn't even imagine talking to my daddy about my virginity.
Yeah, that's why I said, you
so
know.
So wait, growing up, you never had sex in your parents' house?
No.
Oh, well.
Growing up? What is this?
Never.
Jennifer is our wild card.
Oh my God. Clearly. All right, ladies. So, okay, we applaud you. God bless them. Now, is having sex with a virgin a trick or a treat?
It depends on who the virgin is.
That's a hot. No, that is whack.
It depends because listen,
right?
If she's a virgin and she get a little bit of that good, good, she might blow your mind. Or he might blow your mind. But if they don't have experience, it might just be like, blah. Oh,
no, I'm not terrible. Trying to fuck no virgin. I need you to know what you're doing. So I ain't got time to be explaining.
But just because you're a virgin doesn't mean you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, I don't.
There's possibly?
You watch information.
No.
Your eyes. Not,
listen, practice makes
perfect. How did you become as good as you are?
Okay.
Just through practice?
Practice makes perfect.
Just practice.
Exactly.
Yes, practice makes perfect.
What, listen.
You didn't come to take the test prepared. To take the test.
No.
So
I
you
did
just
not.
Came to the test
no.
like a village idiot.
I did. Like, listen,
a
village idiot.
Even, all
even if you study for that test, you still got to take it to see how you did, right?
Yeah, but you still have information. Like, you can't go there and be like,
no, but look,
that don't necessarily mean that you know how to apply it right with the information.
No, but
and if
at
you're
least,
a virgin, you don't even know what it's supposed to feel like.
But we're like, not talking about feeling, we're talking about doing.
But
if you watch some footage
right.
and you see what they're doing, then you like, I can take that with me on my experience.
No,
I might not
listen.
Be doing.
You was too fast.
When I was a virgin, I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I was like, why do people like this?
And I was scared and hurt. I was like, ain't nothing nice about this. I don't ever want to do it again.
Right.
Well, okay.
Until the next time.
We at my daddy's house.
So I had some more practice. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. So are you saying that you enjoyed your first time you had sex?
No, I did not.
Oh.
Exactly.
But I came with some information. I wasn't no.
Was it helpful?
Still, you still didn't enjoy it, though.
Right. Was it helpful?
No.
No.
Right, exactly. You're thinking about it too long.
I don't know if I want to trust you like that to tell you my business.
All right, ladies. So, do you think it's a treat for a woman or a man to have had many sexual partners, or do we just say they're a freak?
That nasty.
Yeah, no. If your dick been in too many people, I feel a way about it.
Some kind of way.
That nasty.
Yeah, dirty dick is not cute.
Yeah,
though.
Because
dirty
I'm just
cute.
Like, well,
dirty
did you use a condom every time?
We're not just gonna put
like,
it on
no.
the men. It's some women out there that need stick-ups in places that stick-ups don't belong.
Need that rejuvenation surgery, okay? No, I'm not with the, you fucked 1,000 bitches and now we booed up. No, thank you.
So then is it important, though, or do you think it's beneficial that your partner at least be experienced, or are you over here with this lady, like having a
No. I want you to know what you're doing, but I don't want you to know what you're doing that well that you ran through like 2,000 chicks.
Right.
I mean, I think it's good to have experience.
Y'all contradicting yourselves.
Listen, I got a roll.
I know.
You gotta have experience. But I don't want you to have experience. Like, which one is it?
I have a rolling 8 count, okay? So I done fucked
a
eight
rolling
dudes.
8 count.
Two might roll off, two roll on, but it's a rolling 8 count.
Oh, Jesus.
Shit.
Jennifer is crazy.
I can't.
Heard it here first.
All right, well, Jennifer, you say you want your partner to be experienced. I think we all do. It's nothing worse than bad sex, especially when you love somebody. But how many partners is too many?
Two.
I don't know. See, because
you gotta quantify it.
I don't like. I have a roll of 8 counts. I really don't know. Like, I mean,
I think it depends on the age of the individual.
Okay.
One, and I think you should never have to need more than 10 fingers to count your sexual experience
in this lifetime.
Yes,
that's why I got a roll of 8 count.
Now, if you're asking that question to a 20-year-old, she talking about, let me borrow your fingers, girl.
Right.
That's the problem.
If she need all of our fingers, bitch, you out.
Well, I happen to know that Damon had one sexual partner. No, I'm lying.
I'm like, all his strip club escapades, he only had
one. She's at his strip club.
All right. So, are you good? Are you all equally comfortable? Just say your partner has had a lot of sexual partners, but he doesn't tell you until you are very in a very serious relationship where you're engaged and you're talking about marriage. Mm-mm. Does that change how you feel?
Listen.
You gonna marry the freak or what?
No. They ain't married.
No. Because I think you need to be honest about your situation up front. Like, I'm not saying, you know, we meet and then like 2 dates later you got to tell me everybody you slept with.
Yeah.
But if we are taking it to the point where we're dating exclusively and we're thinking about the future, then I think at some point that conversation needs to be had.
No, that point conversation need to have before panties and bras come off. I don't know how you get there before you had the serious conversation. I don't understand.
But sometimes a couple drinks.
Jennifer!
But what I'm saying, ladies, is don't we talk about, like, skeletons in the closet? Like, they need to stay in the closet. You know, we've talked about
but that's not a skeleton.
Your partner don't need to know everything about you.
Yeah, I don't think everybody needs to know everything about each other in a relationship. But I think if you a hoe, I need to know that. That's just different.
Exactly.
Like, you know, you ain't got to tell me everybody you done gave it up to. But if these streets is talking and they telling me you a hoe, that's a problem.
I don't know, ladies. I think that once it becomes an affair of the heart, and once your heart is involved, I don't think you can just easily turn it off.
So if Damon was a hoe, if you found out today, right now, Damon was a hoe, you would stay with Damon.
Absolutely.
Not the Diamond. No, she'd be like, you're not going to smear my name through that hoe.
Look, that
dirty
boy,
mug.
Look, that boy is too good to me. Eyes ain't going nowhere.
Okay.
So let's move on. All right. So let's now go through a little exercise, okay? I'm going to show you a couple of pictures.
Uh-oh.
And one of them might be boo. That's my boo. I'm going to cuddle with him tonight, right? And then the other photo.
Clutch my pearl.
The other photo might say, ew. Like, there's no way I'm getting with him. Y'all got it?
Yes. And you got to play.
Oh.
It's a game.
Sean, they making me play in peer pressure over here.
All right. First on the list, all right? DeSean Jackson of the Washington Redskins.
Ooh.
And O'Shea Jackson, ooh, son of Ice Cube from Straight Outta Compton. DeSean is on the left. O'Shea is on
the
right.
Wait a minute. I look like I'm going to jail if I say boo to any of them.
Jennifer?
I'm going to say boo to this football guy. Is that a football?
Yes.
I think so.
He's a cutie.
I don't know. Yeah, he's cute. Hey, what's your IG? No. I'm going to say boo to him and ooh to
O'Shea.
The other one.
All right. April, do you have an opinion?
Yes. I'm going to say boo to the athlete.
Oh.
No, I mean, wait, what the?
Ooh, I want to cuddle with you.
Oh,
tonight.
No. I'm going to say ooh to the athlete.
Okay.
Boo to Ice Cube's son.
Ah, okay.
He come from his mama and daddy together.
Right.
You
that's
got
a
the,
good sign.
You got the, yeah.
You got real good sense,
yeah,
April. All right. Next, guys. Another two for you. DeAndre Jordan of the Los Angeles Clippers or Michael B. Jordan from the upcoming film Creed.
That's not the right
that
picture.
That ain't them, though. That could not be them.
I'm like, whose stomach is that?
That's Anthony Anderson.
Okay, so let's just move
on. Big Sean?
So that's Big Sean on the left and Anthony Anderson on the right.
Okay.
Boo or ooh?
Ooh, oof, to Big Sean, because he ain't writing no song about me. And boo to Anthony Anderson.
All right.
Yeah,
Jennifer?
I'm going to agree. I'm going to say boo to Anthony Anderson because he getting them network checks.
Jennifer!
And, ooh to
Big Sean.
Big Sean, because you're really little.
But look, Anthony Anderson, he like a real man. He been married a long time.
Yeah.
He experienced. Yeah. Just
but
saying.
Wait.
Nah, he
they
just
get
announced.
Get a divorce.
Yeah, they get
a
divorce.
That's what I'm saying. Options. Jen Spay. Options.
She like, we just playing the game.
Right? All right. And so we have, I think, a couple more. We have, next is DeAndre Jordan of the Los Angeles Clippers or Michael B. Jordan from the upcoming film Creed.
Ooh to the athlete. Boo to Michael B. Jordan.
Boo.
I know we keep getting boo.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to say boo to Michael B. Jordan because he is fine. I took a picture with him and I was like,
I'm
good on them basketball players.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm down with Michael B. Jordan because he took his mother with him too.
Oh, like, yes.
Academy Awards.
Yes,
or
yes.
One of those last year.
Yeah.
Good guy. Like that. All right, and then we have one more, one of my personal favorites.
Oh, no.
Mr. Will Smith. He don't need no introduction. Y'all know him.
Honey.
But if you must know, be sure you're looking out for Suicide Squad. Or Todd Smith, LL Cool J, host of Spike TV.
Love James.
Lip sync.
Listen, I love them
both.
That's
a hard one.
No,
I love
you
them both. But Will Smith is my celebrity crush all day long. I love you, Jada, but I will fuck the shit out of him. Okay? I'll just be clear. Yes. A couple times. Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't either.
I was thinking maybe adult adoption, Will.
Yeah.
Listen, no. Drop the drawers.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to say ew to Will and boo to LL.
Well, I know why you say ew.
No, that's not why. Because I haven't heard no rumors about LL in these streets. And he treats Simone real good.
That's a good one.
Hey, Simone.
Oh, that's a good one. All right. Thank you, ladies, for playing. Thank you for playing. So, it is football season.
Yes. Speaking about all these athletes. So, you guys know we are sponsored by DraftKings, and the way to keep our show free, and you guys can tune in for free, is to support DraftKings. So go to DraftKings.com because it is fantasy football. I'm not a big football person, but I get it. And I'm all about some free money, okay? So, you know, we got 16 weeks of football, and DraftKings is making a millionaire every week.
Yeah.
They got some dough over
okay? We need to be over there playing.
Exactly.
Play.
So I know you guys are all into fantasy football, so make sure you go to DraftKings.com, promo code GEEK, with a chance to play for free, and you might just become a millionaire this week or next week. And if you do, you already know the drill. We need a percentage because we let you guys know what the deal is. So make sure you go to DraftKings.com, promo code GEEK.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Jennifer. So let's move on, ladies, and talk a little bit about Dawn of the Freak.
Ooh.
All right. So, April, do tell. Inquiring minds want to know, when did you first realize that you were a big old freak?
that night when you sat on top of Sean, the first date, that's when you knew you was a freak?
No, when I raped him.
Oh, damn.
Right?
Yes.
Whoa.
Oh, all right.
I did.
What? Can we get some details?
Yeah, well, you know, we was really trying to, you know, not do the sex thing before marriage.
You trying to do a Russell and
you know,
Sierra?
We was. That's why I'm like, yo, brother, keep up alive, because we didn't know. And, you know, one night, you know, he just got the talking and looking like a buttermilk biscuit. And I jumped all over that. Don't judge me, y'all. But we've been married ever since, so.
I was good.
Yeah, I was like, what kind of woman does that? What are you doing?
A horny bitch.
So, okay. Yeah, that's when I was like,
so,
I need
Jennifer,
counseling.
When are you at your freakiest? In the morning, afternoon, or when the lights go off?
You forgot another choice. 24/7.
I mean, I can be a freak whenever if I'm feeling you, but I would say I'm my freakiest probably at night, because I'm sure I probably had a couple cocktails, and you know, it just kind of loosened you up. But yeah, I mean, I could freak you all day long. I don't really need a time frame. Like, we could get it popping. Right here? Right now? Okay.
No, not right here. Yeah,
not on this table, ever.
Let us go first. Well, what about you, Diane? Because, you know, inquiring our viewers would love
right.
to know.
Right. What this. Goes on in the Phoenix? Yeah, Phoenix. When do we not need to knock on the door?
You know, I will admit that I am a morning girl.
You are.
Okay. I'm a morning girl because by the time I lay down at night, I am stressed. I am exhausted. I've probably had a few cocktails. And I just need to, like, pray and go to sleep. But in the morning, I'm like, woo, baby. Come on. We do it.
Wait, so how do you get out the bed first? Do you brush your teeth?
Yes,
like, how does
absolutely
that work?
Brush your teeth. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, so you,
teeth.
So you go brush pee. Your teeth.
No,
I'm
making.
You brush your teeth.
No, I'm making.
And then you get back in the bed?
Yeah.
But then y'all breath smell like toothpaste.
It's okay.
I mean, tastes
that's
like toothpaste.
Better. That's better than the
toothpaste
ladder.
Breath makes me sick sometimes.
That's better
but
than the
last
ladder.
Night's breath was all right. So you should try to, you know, dabble in that every now and again.
Damon is more of a middle of the night kind of guy.
Yeah.
You know, like,
hey, babe.
I know that famous tap, yes. Like, bitch, flip over.
Back it up, move to the left, and get
right,
your
right. I'd be like, oh, I'm so tired. Okay.
But you be tooting it out, though.
Tired at all.
That Jen, well, no, I'm going to say April. Because I know how Sean is. I know he's very protective of his chick. So I want to know, does your freak ever leave the house with you?
Yes.
Like this morning?
When?
Shit. What? First of all, I have you know, we parked the car one time and did the do in a residential neighborhood in the studio parking lot. Thank you very much.
What town? Because I need receipts.
Burbank. It was okay. In Burbank. Oh yeah. No.
I just want to know how she got out the house this morning.
He was sleeping.
Did he see you? Okay. Well, girl, you better change before you leave out of here.
I have my change of clothes, yes. Your freak should go with you like your black card.
Okay.
Don't leave that thing at home. You don't know when you might have the opportunity to get it popping. You know, you got to be a lady in these streets, but when you with your man, freak
right.
is here.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
Yes.
So, Jennifer, would you say being a freak is a treat?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but what about our little girl who just got married and had the certificate?
She better be a damn freak, too, if she want to keep that man.
Listen, she going to be all right.
She getting it
she
all
is
now,
a
right?
bona fide, though. You know how listen. That is. You get a little taste afterwards, and then she gone. Listen she going to be all right.
If she want to stay married...
She
that bitch better right. turn into a freak.
Is she gonna
okay.
be
all right? All right. Do you guys know
she's making up for lost time?
Any man? Do you know any man? Can you think of anyone, even one man, that don't want his woman to be a freak?
No. Even Barack want Michelle to be a freak.
Farrakhan.
No. No.
You don't think?
No.
I don't know.
I just wonder.
You think he?
Yeah. Yes. He is a horny little something. Okay,
I don't know any man.
That's all I got for you.
The preachers. I mean, I can't think of nobody.
The preacher.
I can't think of nobody.
Let me say something about these preachers. Okay,
I'm gonna learn that. I got
these preachers
on Sunday.
Be having mistresses all over the place.
Get the laying the hands on you.
Not the man of God.
Okay, yes, I know some personal stories about some preachers in New York going around to the, you know, visiting these churches, coming back and dropping that envelope off right to their little mistresses. Like, here, boo, take this little $10,000.
But not all.
Listen,
but a lot
I'm
of
not
them.
Saying all.
You know, we gotta clean that up because, you know, Black Twitter be like, oh, bastards, don't cheat on it. Not all, but there are some.
Yeah, like, I mean, listen.
Okay, all right. Just wondering.
They're not exempt.
They are not exempt.
People get the man, the cloth, confused with human.
Yes,
and
I agree.
They want to, you know, separate them. And they should separate it, but... They're still human at the end of the day. So, you know, can they fall short like the rest of us?
Yeah,
absolutely.
I agree.
So, you know,
I agree.
You...
And unfortunately, it's a whole lot of priests out there that's some pretty big freaky freaks.
Oh, God. With them raping them little boys and all that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Look, Bible says better to marry than to burn. Our liars going to the lake. Let me quit preaching.
This is the Halloween show.
Sorry. All right, y'all ready
come
to play
on, CDG.
Rapid Fire?
Yes, I love rapid fire.
Yes.
All right, so you know how it works. I give you one word, and you just tell me the first thing that comes to mind. Y'all ready?
Hit it.
69.
all the time. It's like, no! Oh my God, I don't believe it.
69 second dick.
Oh my God!
Okay. Sex marks. A hickey.
Sex marks?
Sex marks on your body. Okay. A hickey.
Ew. That's juvenile.
A bite.
Ooh.
Yes, on the ass.
Scratch marks.
Heck no, don't be messing up my body.
Right.
Handprints.
Handprints. Like when he smacked.
Yes, yes, all day, please. Thank you.
As long as there ain't no strangulation, Amber.
Listen, I like to be choked a little bit.
Well, I don't, and my husband know that. No, you don't choke me.
Right, right. I ain't playing no more. No. Shit's over, damn it. All right, let's keep it moving. Orgy.
Ew. Heck yeah. No.
Yuck.
Oh! No!
All right, sex in public places.
Yes.
All for it.
All for it. Yes. Okay, all
more
right.
Of it.
Doggy style.
Mm. Hit it from the back.
I don't know what we're supposed to. Are we supposed, I mean, I know how you play the game, but all I could think about is like, ooh.
Last night.
Sex with the lights on.
No.
Yeah. I'm not with that.
TMI.
Sean loves the lights.
Really?
He does. And I don't mind them, but I feel like it messes up the mood. Like,
yeah. Like, maybe candlelight. Yeah, maybe candlelight.
He'd be like this with the phone. And then the lamp. And then I'm like, what?
Yeah,
I'm
like, I didn't work out in 2 weeks. Let's like, let them these lights on.
That's because he'd be filming y'all. That's what he'd be doing. All right. Role play.
Yes.
Yes. Oh. Give me a whip.
All the time.
Whips and chains.
Right? That's why I'm a sailor.
Anybody whipping and chaining?
Yeah,
lock up, lock down.
All right. Okay, so let's talk digital sex. FaceTime.
Last night.
Mm. Okay.
Jennifer?
I'm scared.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you've had some bad stuff. Yeah, okay.
But that's a good option. You might as well run with it. If it's already out there, like, why stop? I mean...
No,
is this falling off? Oh, no,
like
it's
the
off.
Worst day of my life.
Oh, all right, iPhones,
convenient.
Okay,
yes,
iPhones for sex.
Yeah,
yes.
What do you do?
What you mean? Hey,
like FaceTime.
You ain't using the iPhone.
One. I'm like, wait, what
if you
doing?
Need an iPhone, you need to see a surgeon tomorrow and get a few stitches because that don't seem right.
Jennifer, what about Skype?
I said, I'm scared of all that shit. Like, I had a bad experience, so I'm always like, I don't know, is this my line tap? Is somebody watching? Like, I just, no, I'm not with it.
All right, reverse cowgirl.
90s.
Alrighty then. Jennifer?
Jennifer, now that's some old stuff. Stop fronting.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many new tricks.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Some are oldies but goodies. Anal sex.
I plead the fifth.
I gotta really... You have some feelings for you.
Yeah. Like, love you?
I don't necessarily have to love you.
I just gotta like you.
Oh, my God.
My AK cut off.
We had to have been dating for a while.
All right. All right. Well, thank you for playing, ladies. I just love rapid fire. Do you guys play at home with us when we play? I hope you do. So let's move on. And now I want to talk about Nightmare on Freak Street.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What is
and
that about?
Let me just tell y'all. I thought I would stir up the pot.
Oh,
tonight.
God.
We're going to stir it up
you
a little
all
bit.
You're festive and everything.
I am feeling this.
A Diane Valentine production.
Right.
So I got some goodies for y'all.
Oh.
All right.
God.
So this one is for
Jennifer.
April. When does freaky become too freaky?
When does freaky... So you want me to answer.
When does freaky become too freaky?
Freaky becomes too freaky when you either lose consciousness.
Damn.
Or you gasping for air.
Okay. Gasping for air is a good, yeah, it's a good time to say you didn't go on too far.
I'm
can't breathe. All right.
Bitch is about to die.
Wait.
All right, Jennifer, what is your best trick in the bedroom?
Oh, no, I can't give away no secrets. Now, listen.
You got to get the viewers something,
I'm trying
Jennifer.
To keep my husband. I need some schooling.
Okay, well, I learned how to suck dick from a gay man.
Oh. I should ask my gay friends about that.
Yes.
So you
all I'm gonna say is this: you gotta crack pepper. Okay, it's all in the hand motion. Crack the pepper.
Oh, that's some good stuff right there.
All I
right.
never thought about the crack the pepper.
Right. April, do you feel that being too freaky? Do you feel that being too freaky attributes to men not taking some women seriously?
Sometimes.
When?
No, we need that pot over here to ask your ass some shit.
On the first date. Too freaky on the first date.
Okay.
Too much. That's okay. Too much.
Didn't you and Sean sleep together on the first date?
On the first date? No, no, we did it.
I was scared.
You almost did.
No, you we wanted to.
That ain't what I remember.
No, we wanted to, but I didn't.
Get the pot and ask us some
Give
shit.
Give me the pot. Check.
Uh-uh. Very good.
Let's see. When dating, when is the best time to unleash the freak?
Oh, when is the best time to unleash the freak? After he holds your hand.
We don't want to hit him, Mary Poppins! After he
holds your hand.
Yeah. Okay, so now he done held your hand. Yeah. Now how do you unleash the
you
freak?
You can unleash it later that night, but you know when you're dating somebody, they be keeping their distance. It be like feet.
Bye, Felicia. Okay, next segment. Talk about after you hold your hand.
Y'all are trifling.
I'm like, wait a minute,
how you gonna judge my freakiness?
I mean, I have a date tonight, so if he holds my hand, girl, should I go home if I can?
Look, don't hold back, Jennifer. Don't hold back. Look.
If he grabbed my hand walking out the restaurant, listen, he's like,
first of all, that's a little cheap.
Don't you tell
me. Just a hand on that hand. What in the world?
You know, well, you know, Damon didn't have to work very hard. I'm just saying.
Well, I'm just saying, we're going to tap into your inner freak sooner or later and get you to share with the viewers like you get us to share with the viewers.
Come on now. Come on now.
Well, I only had two dates in my whole life.
Right.
But when he held my hand, I knew it was
all right, ladies, it is time for our fabulous find of the week. This is where we scour the market. We look for all the cute, fun, quirky, adorable things that we think you need to have in your life. So today's fabulous find of the week is the Lumi case. It is the selfie light that goes right on your cell phone. It is fabulous. It has flattering light. It always gives you the perfect light. You can see this lady. You can see her before and her after shot. Now, you know we all want to take a selfie, right? Don't nobody want to be in bad light, right?
No, the lighting is everything but a picture.
It's everything.
And you know what? It reminds me of like a little version of my vanity when I do my makeup. You know how like the light
absolutely,
on the side.
Absolutely. And you know what? I bet you if we read the credits in Kim Kardashian's book, I bet you
right.
She credited this Lumi case right here. Because her selfies are too cute, right?
Yeah.
All right. So the thing that you need to know is that it comes with its own battery. All right. And
really?
When you charge it, it will stay charged for at least 36 hours. Like, I have not charged this in almost 3 weeks. I took it to China with me and back, and I still have not charged it.
Oh, wow.
And then, when you are using it, it says that you can use it for, like, 2 hours straight. If you just kept it on for 2 hours straight, you're good. So,
that's
I think, ladies, we should
selfies.
Take a selfie really quickly. Come on. We're going to take a before and an after. Where are we? All right. There we are.
All right. Hey, y'all.
All right, now let's take one with the selfie light on.
Ooh.
Okay.
Oh, my God, what a difference.
All right. Okay, so we will post that picture later on. But if you are interested in finding your own Lumi case, you can go to lumicase.com, LumiCase, or you can go to Amazon.com and find it where I found mine. And you can thank me for it in the comments.
I definitely need to get one of those.
Yeah, I guess we had to order our own because, you know, none of our folks didn't think of us.
Like, yes. I had to try it out first, you know, and right. make sure it was right.
Is it right?
Yeah.
Well, just give me yours. You can get another one.
Selfish. Just selfish.
That's definitely a fabulous find.
Right? Yes. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
All right. Sure. So now, ladies, it's time for our segment called I'm Just Saying. And for those of you watching us at home, I'm Just Saying is a segment where we want to hear from you. We want to know what kind of advice you might want. Do you want your three favorite girlfriends to tell you what we would do in any situation? You can tag us on Instagram at Just Saying Show _ or on Twitter. You can email us at justsayinglive@gmail.com. Essentially, we just want to hear from you. Are we doing a good job? Do you hate us? Do you love us? We want it all. So our comment tonight, our question tonight comes from celebrity_prince. He's a little cutie too.
Mm-hmm.
I like him. So he says that, well, I work as a TV show concept writer and I pitched out several shows in Hollywood. And I came in contact with several producers, directors, etc. in Hollywood. And they have families and wives and some have boyfriends. Some of the wives know about the boyfriends and some of them don't. So my question is, can you stay married to a man that has a boyfriend on the side of your marriage? Most women stay with them because of the lifestyle that they have.
Listen here,
the lifestyle of possibly catching AIDS.
Yeah, no, thank you. Now you know that is not the only way you catch AIDS. That is so 1980s.
Yes, but listen. Ain't no lifestyle worth you compromising your husband with another man. None. I don't care what it is. I'd rather start over, if that's what that means, mm-hmm. than to have my pride, to have my health, to have my family's reputation all on the line of being compromised. Absolutely.
Listen,
not.
I'm not trying
nothing
to be
in the world
nobody's
that would
beard,
make me stay.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
I'm not trying to be nobody's beard.
Exactly. God didn't make us with beards for a reason, women.
But you know no. what I have to say just about this whole situation.
We don't even really want to hear it. Oh, you God. Wouldn't say either.
No, but what I have to tell you is, you guys know I have been around a lot of people in love. Yes. I've been around a lot of people in relationships. And I am always so incredibly surprised at the women that deal with things and continue and remain in their marriages. Mm-hmm. And it's really because they have no options. They have no options. They are living a very lavish lifestyle. They're very comfortable. They have a lot of things. And they just can't figure out how the thought of possibly starting over is worse than dealing with something like this.
Listen, I've been in that situation. Not that my ex had, you know, a gay lover, but just, you know, I was very comfortable in the way I lived in my marriage, but I was unhappy. And to me, like, you know, my parents got divorced, so it was something that I never wanted for myself.
Right.
And I was like, oh, I don't want to seem like a failure because I just always wanted to stay married. But I had to really realize that not being happy is a failure in itself. So I think people just need to, and it takes some time to get there because mm-hmm. it took me a minute. And yeah, it's like your whole life changes, but it changes for the better. Mm-hmm. So it's like sometimes you just gotta listen. And especially when it comes,
trust God.
When it comes to your health,
yeah,
and things like that, there's no compromise. But, I'm sorry, mm-hmm. Louis bag or Louboutin, no,
right. But you know,
you can't
I appreciate
have penises going in both people's mouths. That just don't work.
But I appreciate your honesty, Jennifer, saying that it was hard to do, because I think that when women are amongst our girlfriends, it's so easy for us to say, you know, what we won't do and what we leaving, and we not tolerating that. And I think you don't know until you are faced with it, right. until it knocks on your front door. Absolutely. And now what do you do? So thank you for being honest.
And I want to add that if you are going through getting yourself together after a pitfall such as that, and you're around a circle of women that you feel like you have to front and be something you're not, or pretend to be in this place that you aren't, they're not the right friends mm-hmm. for you to be around, because you should be able to be yourself in your most vulnerable state and people not judge you or feel like yeah. you're less than.
Yeah. But wait, I have a question. So the person that submitted this, yes. he's a male?
Yes.
And is he the boyfriend in the relationship, or we
he
don't know?
He didn't say. He didn't say, but he just says he worked, you know, he develops television shows. And so he works with a lot of people in Hollywood, and it's very common. And I would agree with him. I think that it is very common in this town, in this industry.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think it's common in America. You know, it's just acceptable, more
and,
acceptable
you know,
in Hollywood.
It's so funny because I feel like the past like 2-3 years, it's just like it's all over TV.
Yeah.
You know, like you have like Empire, that's like a huge storyline mm-hmm. over Empire. And like you didn't see that a few years ago.
No.
But now
no.
it's just like, it's like common like storylines and it's acceptable.
Yeah. I'm okay with the whole gay relationship. But I think what bothers me is when the women suffer. You know, when these people are married and they're living these double lives.
Yeah, you know, that's whack. I need you. I don't believe in being bisexual, okay? Either you gay or you not. Like, no, you not fucking a woman one day and fucking a man the next day and, like, you calling yourself straight.
Right.
Nigga, you gay.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Like, nah. So what advice would you, I know you gave us some, yeah. but for, you know, what would you tell a woman who's in this kind of situation where she's like, you know what you're saying, but I don't have a career, I don't have an education, and my husband, unfortunately, is my everything.
Well,
and
listen.
I signed an ironclad prenup.
Okay, well, I'm sure you get something from that prenup, okay? So you better take your little coins, okay? You might have to downsize, you might not be able to go to Neiman's every day, but guess what? You will have your livelihood, your health, and I think in the end, like, you'll just be happy.
Yeah.
Like, that's my advice. Like, you just, like April said, you got to step out on faith.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you're in that relationship, like, obviously you're unhappy if you know what your husband is doing. And how do you even fuck him at night?
Huh, that might be challenging.
Like, I would be like, wait, was his... Was,
yeah, that's
yeah,
awesome.
Was
we
his
both
dick
can
in,
be.
The, in that man's ass? Or was he getting fucked in the ass?
Either
and then
way.
He gonna go fuck me?
Yes.
No, ma'am. Yes. That's enough to make me get my shit and get the fuck out. I don't give a fuck if I don't get shit. I'm out of
exactly.
here.
Exactly.
Like, no.
Tell us how
that's
you really
some
feel.
Nasty ass shit.
That is nasty. That's some truffle butter for you.
Right.
There ain't no truffle butter. Yeah. I wish he
right, right, right. That's a truffle butter
that
for you.
That is a mudslide.
Right. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, I appreciate you guys and being honest, because I think that...
Would you say?
I'm going to hit you with this microphone. If you tell
get
me, you must have a bunch of
this.
No. Hear me. I do not think I could stay with Damon through that.
You.
I really don't think I could weather that storm. But what I could do is maybe assassinate his ass. Like, I can see why women go ballistic.
Yeah.
You
right.
know, like, snap. Have y'all seen
yep.
Snap? Like,
yeah.
That's some shit I could envision. Like, you did what now? You... Motherfucker, and my goddamn grandbabies in this house. Like, I could just see me like completely losing it,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah,
catching a case and
that
and all
warrants that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, ew.
I know.
Nah.
All right, so Mr. Celebrity Prince, thank you so much for your question.
Yeah,
I hope we gave
wow.
you some good tea. But it sounds like you got some stories that you can tell
right.
us. So we might need to have you
exactly.
on here as a guest. So you stay in touch with us because we want to hear from you.
Yes,
so don't forget us. Tag us at Instagram. Tag us on Twitter. Email us. We want to hear from you. Are you enjoying the show?
Yes.
Do you want us to talk about something else? JustSayingLive@gmail.com. And before we wrap up, we must talk about Jen's bae.
I hate when you look at me like that. Like, why?
So as you all know, we are still looking for Mr. Perfect for Jennifer. And so we just wanted to show you one of her better moments, because we know somebody out there trying to get up in them guts.
Ooh.
Somebody wants you to be their treat tonight, Jen.
Well, she showed
well,
a little bit
of
guts.
Well, if you hold my hand, I might just be your freak tonight.
All lies. You show her hand. You better give a little McKinney.
Yeah, so if you guys know
you
guys know anyone out there that is single, that is successful, that is handsome, that loves the Lord, that ain't on the DL, don't got a bunch of baby mamas, and got good credit, and what else?
Intelligent.
We want to hear from you.
So, and not no virgins either.
Oh, yeah, no
virgin. We're not discriminating.
Right.
As long as you watch Debbie Does Dallas before you apply, it's all good.
I'm going to need you to have some experience if you want to fuck with me, okay?
So I want you to post, you can post a picture of a guy you know is single. If there's any men out there, do not be shy, because you can post a picture too. Hashtag Jen's Bay. We'll be looking for you. And as soon as we get enough submissions, we're going to do a live show.
Yes.
Oh, that Lord. Is, unless she has already found him.
Well, she found him, but...
We know April found him for her.
Yeah, I found him for her.
So, ladies, it is eve of Halloween. So, before we wrap up, why don't you give our viewers a Halloween tip and then tell them how they can keep up with you?
For Halloween, I would just say, make sure you be a trick or a treat and have a great Halloween night and just be safe. And I say, end it with being a freak, though. And make sure you stay tuned and keep up with me on my social media at I Am Jennifer for Twitter and Periscope. I'm still working on the damn Periscope. I'm about to do one. Maybe I'll do one for Halloween. And on Instagram, JenniferWilliams17.
Okay. Mrs. Daniels.
My tip is for the ladies. Ladies, do not hesitate from having a mouthful of treats for your Halloween evening. And it's the only treat that won't give you cavities.
So make sure you swallow, boo.
Keep up with
watermelon.
Me. Across the board. Or at I Am April Daniels.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen out there that are watching, it is the eve of Halloween. Be safe tomorrow, no matter what you do. If you celebrate it, if you don't celebrate it, have fun. Me personally, I'm staying in. I will absolutely put this costume to good use, because I intend to be a real big freak tomorrow night when baby gets back from Portland. So I'm Diane Valentine. You can keep up with me across all social media platforms at Diane Valentine. Thank you for tuning in. We can't wait to see you next week. Good night.
Good night.
Cheers, ladies.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.